Hello world, it's your girl Sierra, and welcome to another episode of the We Should Have Recorded That podcast. Today is November 1st, and we are celebrating National Entrepreneurship Month. This month, we're going to be sharing some amazing stories from some local entrepreneurs, but today, we actually have a challenge for you all. In our last episode, our special guest, Lady T, challenged us to take a few simple steps that would have major impact on our brands and our business. Jasmine and I have accepted the challenge, and we hope you will too. Listen in now for more details and keep us posted on how things are going. Good luck.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of We Should Have Recorded That with Sierra and Jasmine. And in today's episode, we are going to continue our conversation that we had with Miss Lady T, and we're going to focus on her brand challenge. So we're going to offer some quick tips for you guys to get started on the challenge that she gave to you. So one of the first parts of her challenge was for you to create a name for your business, so your brand name. And after doing some research, and like Lady T said, your brand name should be catchy, it should be easy to remember, and also it should be easy to say. It should align with what it is that you do, what you plan on doing. And most importantly, it needs to be available as a business name. So as far as making sure that the name is available, if you live in the state of Maryland, you can actually visit businessexpress.maryland.gov to look up the business name. It's an easy, easy tool to use. You literally just type in the name and see if it comes up. And if it doesn't, that's great. If it does, I would say, you know, sometimes we think that that's the name that we should have. We get disappointed, definitely feel all the feelings, but definitely move on from that name and pick something different, because Sierra and I actually, our name was available. We Should Have Recorded That is a name that we came up with. We did all the research to make sure it was available. But I don't know how many months later, Sierra, or what the time frame was, somebody else showed up with our name. We Should Have Recorded That, and then just added on their names as an extension. And the issue with that is that if you plan on really growing your business, how can you do that when the name already exists under somebody else? I mean, legally, we own that name because we literally had it first. We can show proof that we had it first. We have the website already taken, and that's the next piece that you guys need to know. So you don't want to run into that issue. And it's crazy because our hashtags are the same and everything. So their brand will always mix in with ours, and that will be confusing to their audience, because at the end of the day, we're the original. We Should Have Recorded That. And that sounds so fun to say. I'm sorry.
And it's fun. We are the original, because it was a little tough, because we really did do our due diligence to make sure that the name was available. So when we chose it, it fit perfectly for our podcast. Mm-hmm. It was available as a business here in Maryland. Mm-hmm. But just the next step that you can take is to go to social media, because that is a way to kind of take a claim, some ownership, intellectual property. So the fact that, you know, all the major social media sites, it was still available there as well. And we also claimed the URL. It's like, we did make sure we do the due diligence to make sure the name was available. So, you know, it was a little blow when we first realized it was another podcast. I think Spotify was how we found out it was another podcast with the name. And, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery, but not when you're like building something and it's becoming like your passion. It's like, I would have hoped that they would see that it was already taken, because I'm sure that happened to us, like in our process of, of choosing a name. I can recall numerous of times where we came up with something that we thought was so unique and new, only to find out someone had already had the idea. Yeah. So it wasn't that we just wanted to, you know, try to take claim on what somebody already created. We had to go back to the drawing board. And I know mm-hmm. it can be hard, but like we talked to our entrepreneur this year, actually Aaliyah, she just said that just remember that your business is not your baby. Like you don't have to stay that tied to one idea. Like you right. can move on, you know, maybe find another name that's more inclusive, or I don't know. You might have to start from the beginning, because we talk about that too, about starting over. Mm-hmm. But to just really take someone's creation, it was a little tough for me. Now I've moved on past. I've moved on, guys, I swear. But it was hard for a second, because I was just like, wow, you know, I didn't know that someone would do that, but I guess we should have known, you know?
Yeah, it happens. This is business.
It made us be a little bit more intentional as well, yeah. to make sure yeah. that we did do the things we need to do to, you know, have the right to the name. So.
Exactly, exactly. And kind of just to follow up on that. So after you see that the name is available as a business name, you then need to register it as an LLC to actually claim it. So make sure you do that. And then you want to go, like Sierra said, go on social media, definitely check Google to make sure that the name that you want for the website, that would obviously be the name of your business or however you want to do it, you want to make sure that name is available as well. And we'll go ahead and get more into how to choose a website later on in the podcast episode. So now that you have your brand name, you can now move on to your professional photo. So she challenged us to create a brand name. And she also said, hey, get some professional photos. And I totally agree. So I found this article. It's called BrandMary.com. And of course, we'll put the link in the episode description so you guys can see it for yourself. And I basically like a lot of the stuff that she was saying as far as providing branding tips. I didn't agree with everything, so we're not going to hit on every point. But she mentioned that if you are going the photo shoot route, the first thing that you should do is create a vision board, which makes a lot of sense because you do need to plan and prepare for the actual photo shoot. That part's fun. You can actually use Google to find photos or even Pinterest to find photos. And it doesn't just have to be photos. It could be words, it could be colors, it could be anything that just reminds you of your brand. So that's important. And then once you finish creating that vision board, you would think of three descriptive words that describe your brand. And I love that idea because she's really helping you narrow down how that photo shoot is going to look. So if you create a vision board and you get calm, I'm thinking about for myself. So for my business, I would think calm, I would think clean, things like that, words like that. Sorry, words like that. And so basically you want to do that for yourself. And I loved it. When you go on the girl's actual website, she does a fantastic job of breaking everything down for you. And she definitely goes just more in detail of step-by-step of what it is that you need to do. Like for her, she said that like one of her words were adventure and something else, and then she used photos to show how it correlated, and it made a lot of sense. I'm like, you know what, I don't know why I've been making it so difficult for myself. Like, how simple is it? How fun is it to, number one, create the vision, number two, to just pick out three words, and then three, which is find a photographer that matches your style. It's not, you know, simple, because it takes work. You actually have to do it to make it come to fruition, but it made a lot of sense. I was happy that she broke it down the way that she did and had pictures kind of just flowing with it to make it make sense. So I'm excited definitely to go ahead and do that for the We Should Have Recorded That podcast, because I think when we came up with our it's not really a logo, what do you call that thing?
Cover art.
Cover art. When we created our cover art, we basically knew what we wanted to talk about. We knew what we wanted the cover art to convey. It's funny now because the cover art that you see, and of course we'll be updating that soon, the cover art that you see definitely depicts what it is that we were going for when we first started. It was just two women on the couch just having casual conversation while eating pizza. They might talk about politics. They might talk about Black girl magic. You know, who knows what they'll talk about. They're into so many different things. So it's exciting that we can utilize this route to basically create the vision that we want moving forward on our journey.
Yeah, and it just, the article, it really does make a lot of sense, because one thing that Lady T also touched on was just like really spending some time with your brand. Mm-hmm. So I know it can be really hard, like just saying, I need shots. Like, what do you want the shots to look like? Like, what are you trying to communicate to your audience? So those steps really do help you just get started on, because we talk about a lot, like what images will we like what will represent us. Mm-hmm. And to not know just a full direction can be a little bit hard. So, and it'll be hard just choosing a photographer as well. So just to start that mood board is it, even with, you know, an interview that we have later in a year, with DJ Adams, like that's always her start. So when she do consulting for full services, she do start with a mood board just to get your ideas flowing to help you just create the brand and the image that you want. So start.
Perfect. And we definitely want to plug in DJ right now, because you want to find a photographer who, like I said, aligns with what it is that you're trying to do. And I think more importantly, you want to make sure your photographer, especially if you're booking them for branding, you want to make sure that they even understand what that means. So definitely keep that in mind if you're going the photo shoot route, because I know when you're starting off, you might not have the funds to actually pay someone to take professional photos of you, and that's okay. You do have a few options. One good option, if you are living in Maryland, the Baltimore County Public Library actually offers headshots. They don't currently, from what I can see, definitely always check on your own time and give them a call. Currently, I didn't see that they had any events related to doing headshots, but I have seen it for myself where it is available. So it's a free resource. So it's a free event. You just go. You just make sure that remember, these are just headshots. So just make sure that whatever your hairstyle is, I would say let that be a representation of what your brand is. So if you can add some, I don't know, what are the words, Sierra, that I'm looking for? Add a headpiece, I don't know, anything to just spice up the headshot, definitely take the opportunity to do that. Keep in mind, do you feel like you should wear makeup? You shouldn't wear makeup. Men, should you be clean shaven or not? Like take all of that in consideration. Even though the photo shoot or the headshot is free,
but it's professional. So it can definitely help you if you really want to take some steps right now. Mm-hmm. Cause that's what it is. It's a challenge, is to see if we are going to really put into our business. Like if you don't have the means to actually book a full branding shoot with a photographer, it definitely will be a good option. And you can also check, I know the city does it as well. So just go to BCP and see if, BCPL, that's it, to see if they have any events coming up. But it's definitely a good option for you if you want a professional headshot. Mm-hmm. I did have another idea just for if you don't have the opportunity to do professional shots. Mm-hmm. A lot of our camera phones, very good quality. I know you root for the Google phones, Jasmine. So the cameras are amazing. So are iPhones. You can always do like a self-timer. They also have like Bluetooth clickers where you can set up your phone in your ring light and create like a professional looking headshot. Mm-hmm. You can also do use some of the apps, just do editing. So it's ways to get a professional shot, just to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward.
Yeah, and to basically piggyback off of what Sierra just said, you can also utilize YouTube to figure out how to do it. We got to utilize our resources.
Everything, 3-point lighting systems on YouTube. So yeah, you can create your own professional shot if you do a little bit of research. So I need to take heed to that myself, actually.
Yes, me too. And then the last thing that Lady T challenged us to do was to get a website. Now, I love that because I have been fighting myself back and forth on whether or not I needed a website. I personally used to think in the beginning of my journey that I'm like, you know, it's not a big deal. I don't need it. But I can see if you're looking to grow your business, why it's really important to have that professional website. You have more control over that versus like a social media. Like social media, it cannot be the end all be all when it comes to growing your business. You know, it has its purpose, but a website is something that you need. And when you think about it, most people won't really take brands seriously if they don't. You know, as big as Apple is when it first started, if Apple didn't have a website, I think it's like a trust thing. I think people just feel like they can't trust the business if it doesn't have a website. So.
Because we're humans. So, you know, so we would love to support small businesses and entrepreneurs, but, you know, you do, sometimes you need some validation. And social media is just not the only, it's a great way to get your name out there, but if you're building a business, to have your own platform, mm-hmm. it's big to have your own website. And there are a lot of cheap options for it as well. Like it's ways mm-hmm. to just have a URL and a landing page. Like you can start off small, mm-hmm. but it's really just about investing in yourself. We also have seen in the last couple of years when social media goes down,
yep.
you want your business to stop. Like you want to have your own content that you can push to your customers, and a website is definitely a great start just to like validate your business almost.
Wow. Yep. See, that's right. And so just to provide you guys with some additional information, this information comes from popupsmart.com. They offer 9 free websites for small businesses. And then we'll kind of get into free is just describing more why I think personally as a small business owner, you want to stay away from free just because it's just not worth it just based off of the flexibility of what the website will and will not allow you to do. But just to name a few of those websites, not all of them, you have Wix, Squarespace, BigCommerce, WordPress, and Shopify. And those are just a few of them, and they all serve their own purpose. So not every website is for every entrepreneur. When choosing a website builder, you definitely want to at least research and consider how easy the website builder is to use, because some of the website builders, I don't know, back in the day, you had to kind of know a little bit of coding. I know Wix is, they say, the easiest website builder, and it creates a more clean, professional look that most people are looking for. So I found that that was the easiest one to use. You definitely want to also consider whether or not, if you can eventually use e-commerce on a website, maybe you're not selling at this moment, but you do know that's in your future plans, you know, don't invest all this time into a website builder that wouldn't even allow you to do that. So definitely consider that. And most importantly, you want to see how much it will cost to purchase your domain name and the hosting site. I just recently understood what that actually meant, because I'm like, a domain, like what do they mean, and hosting site? So basically the domain is the name of the website. So you are, it's real estate, really. I said, goodness, the internet has real estate.
Virtual real
estate. Yes, it's virtual real estate. So you usually pay for the domain every year. And I did see that some websites will allow you to purchase the domain for years to come, like 10 years or so. It's crazy because when you think about even just the big businesses, they have to remember to purchase their domains, because if they don't, someone could be right there ready to steal it, which is crazy. Hold it hostage.
We need to pay attention to that. Just to be sure, and never know how far we'll grow.
And then when it comes to hosting, that's a separate fee. And basically, hosting is where the website files are stored, and that's what you pay monthly. So that's like the maintenance of everything. So just keep that in mind. Make sure you're able to afford the yearly payment for the domain and also the monthly payment for hosting the website. So that's definitely something you'll have to budget in. But that's really it when it comes to executing the challenge that Lady T set up for us. It's simple. It's just, it requires a little bit of research and understanding, but it is doable. I'm excited for you guys and just to hear more about how far you come, what your journey was doing the challenge, and letting us know that you executed each piece. And like she said, after she finished just those three things, like she saw a change in her journey, her entrepreneurial journey, just by having those few things.
Yeah, I'm really interested just to see how things will change with the podcast and our personal business. I think it's really just taking the time to invest in our businesses. And a lot of us do think, you know, just because we're small businesses, you know, we have a little bit more time to get our brand together and to figure out the voice that we want to have when we speak to our customers. But this challenge will really, like, we're challenging you to do it in 10 days, or was it a week, 10 days? But it really will help you just to, even if it's a relaunch, or it might be the first time you are thinking about just your image, it will really help just to, I don't want to say legitimize, that's the wrong word, but it'll help us to make some strides in our business. And I think our audience will see, you know, the growth that everyone's trying to make.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and this is, like you said, it's good for anybody at any point of the journey, really. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited because honestly, the steps that she, or the challenge that she proposed, I think those are good places to start, no matter which way you're going, no matter what your goals are, your plan is. So just, I think if I could go back, like me thinking about it, I had a lot I had to do to start the business, but these were like key parts that would instantly made me look like I've been doing this forever. Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely about perception.
Perception, it is. And we've realized even over the course of this year how important it is, because you have to invest in yourself if you want other people to invest in you.
And I do apologize, guys, in the beginning if I sounded like I was just rushing through. I'm just off of a very crazy happy high right now, so I definitely was speeding through. I'm just so excited about everything. I'm just happy for us, and when I say us, we should have recorded that podcast, you the listeners. So thank you guys so much for joining us. I know this was a short episode, but that was the point. This is short and sweet, and it helps us all get to the point. We definitely want to still keep the conversation going on offline. So make sure you follow us at We Should Have Recorded That on Facebook and on Instagram. And make sure you leave us a comment and let us know what it is that you learned today. And let us know, give us comment and let us know your deadline for this for yourself, because we need to hold each other accountable.
We'll be partners.
Yeah. Yeah, send us a comment, send us a DM. And if you or a local business that you may know would be interested in partnering or sponsoring with us, please email us at hello@weshouldrecordedthat.com. Until next time, guys.
Bye.